Good morning. I wanted to offer you a really simple thought for Good Friday. Today we're thinking about three crosses. 2,000 years ago, there was a very horrible and cruel way of executing criminals, and it was called crucifixion, fastening people who'd done bad things to a wooden cross. Three crosses. Two are for men who have done bad things. They were criminals who were found guilty. The odd thing was the third cross, or rather the man who was fastened to it. He'd been handed over to the Romans, yet it wasn't really clear why he was being treated as a criminal. In fact, he'd been a wonderful man. A wonderful leader. He healed people. He taught them about God's kingdom. His followers said that he was the only truly innocent, good human being. And they said that he wasn't only a wonderful man, but actually the Son of God. And even as he died, he prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And so there were three crosses that day. Two men receiving punishment for things they'd done. And then there was the third, the one in the middle, who had done no wrong. But the man in the middle said that through his death, even though it was a terrible thing, if people would just trust in him, they could know God's forgiveness. His death, his pain and suffering, would mean God could forgive all who have done bad things. And as Jesus was dying, one of the men on one of the crosses next to Jesus said, "Jesus, remember me." And Jesus said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And so all that Jesus was doing was applied to that man's life. And there's a verse in the New Testament, 1 John 1 verse 7, "The blood of Jesus cleanses or washes from all sin." It's a strange idea. We don't normally think of blood to get us clean, but the blood of Jesus cleanses. And because of that, Jesus can change that man because he trusted in him. And that's what Jesus did for a dying thief 2,000 years ago. And he did it for me. And if you trust in Jesus, he will do it for you. And that's the choice we have, because the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. And that's why we still celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus. That's why we call it a Good Friday, even though it was such a bad Friday for Jesus. Easter Sunday, he rose again. But one of Jesus' closest friends, a man called Peter, in his first letter, chapter 2, verse 24, says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed." I invite you to put your trust in the one who changes lives for this life and the next. And a prayer to finish. O Christ, the master carpenter, who at the last, through wood and nails, purchased our whole salvation, wield well your tools in the workshop of our lives, that we who come rough-hewn to your bench may here be fashioned to a truer beauty of your likeness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. blessings on you for Good Friday.